This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palka. Afghan insurgents targeted a police station in Farah on Tuesday as Taliban militants continued to capture more parts of the country. Gunfire was heard outside of the compound, the capital of Farah province. Military personnel and security forces were forced to intervene as the attacks were being carried out. Army officer Zabihullah Atal said that the insurgents had targeted the compound four times since Monday night. In total, the Taliban insurgents have seized 5 out of 34 provincial capitals in the country in less than a week. The swift advance of the Taliban comes as American troops prepare to complete their pullout from Afghanistan by the end of the month. The International Committee of the Red Cross said Tuesday its health facilities in Afghanistan have treated more than 4,000 patients wounded by weapons over the last week, an indication of the intensity of the recent Afghan conflict. The U.S. State Department announced Tuesday it was providing more than $50 million in humanitarian aid to Myanmar citizens who are coping with a humanitarian crisis sparked by a February 1st military coup. The coup in the Southeast Asian country, formerly known as Burma, has led to deadly anti-junta protests and clashes between several armed ethnic groups and the ruling junta. This has caused shortages of essential goods and services, and it has forced thousands to flee their homes. Demonstrators reportedly were protesting in the streets of Bangkok again on Tuesday to denounce their government's handling of the pandemic. Canada lifted its prohibition on Americans crossing the border on Monday, while the United States is maintaining similar restrictions for Canadians, part of a bumpy return to normalcy from COVID-19 travel bans. U.S. citizens and legal residents must both be fully vaccinated and test negative for COVID-19 within 3 days to get across the border. This is VOA News. The United States Department of Justice is reviewing 9/11 records with an eye toward making more public. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
The Justice Department said Monday it is working toward providing families of 9/11 victims with more information about the investigation into the attacks. A two-page letter was filed in federal court in Manhattan as part of a federal lawsuit that aims to hold the Saudi government accountable. The Justice Department said the FBI recently concluded an investigation into certain 9/11 hijackers and potential co-conspirators, and it is working to see if previously undisclosed information may be shared. Last week, nearly 1,800 families, victims and first responders objected in a letter to President Joe Biden attending this year's September 11 memorial events as long as key documents remain classified. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Russia has opened a criminal investigation into two exiled allies of jailed Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny for raising funds for organizations deemed by the authorities as quote-unquote extremist. The investigative committee said in a statement on August the 10th that the case was opened against Leonid Volkov and Ivan Zadanov and other unnamed individuals. According to the law enforcement agency, the charge stems from a video posted on the internet in August in which Volkov and Zadanov announced the continuation of their illegal activities and organized fundraising. The charges carry a maximum penalty of 8 years in prison. Zadanov is the former director of Navalny's Anti-Corruption Foundation, and Volkov headed Navalny's regional network before its dissolution. Alexei Navalny is currently serving a 2.5-year sentence for similar anti-corruption activism. One of Jeffrey Epstein's longtime accusers sued Prince Andrew on Monday, taking accusations that she has repeatedly publicly lodged against him, including that he sexually assaulted her when she was 17. Lawyers for Virginia Jeffrey filed the suit in Manhattan federal court, where Epstein was charged criminally with sex trafficking a month before he killed himself at the age of 66 in August of 2019 in an adjacent federal jail where he was ordered to await trial. In late 2019, Prince Andrew told BBC News site that he never had sex with Jeffrey, adding, "It just didn't happen." Authorities in West Africa have confirmed the region's first known case of Marburg virus after at least one person in Guinea died of the hemorrhagic fever disease. The World Health Organization said that efforts were underway to track down everyone who might have come into contact with this sick person. Via remote, Joe Palka, VOA News.